Hi, and welcome to this episode of The Barry Broadcast. I'm Liz Garvey, and I'm here with Beth Parker. We are your financial planners at Barry Investment Advisors.
Many of you have heard about the American Rescue Plan Act that was signed into law on March 11, 2021. We will be discussing some of the highlights from the act that may apply to you and your loved ones.
The first item of note is the stimulus payment. Those who are eligible will receive $1,400 for single tax filers, $2,800 for joint filers, with an additional $1,400 for any child or non-child dependent. There is a phase-out for the eligibility if your adjusted gross income is between $75,000 and $80,000 for single tax filers, $112,500 and $120,000 for head of household tax filers, and $150,000 and $160,000 for those who are married and file a joint return. If your adjusted gross income is within these ranges, you will receive a portion of the stimulus payment. If your adjusted gross income exceeds this top threshold, then the taxpayer would not be eligible. The adjusted gross income reported on the last tax return that you filed is what will be used in order to determine your eligibility.
Additional unemployment benefits of $300 per week will be available from March 14th through September 6th. The first $10,200 of unemployment benefits for 2020 will be exempt from income tax. Please note that this applies to those who earn less than $150,000, whether you are married or single.
There has not been a conclusion on the student loan forgiveness, but this act does include a provision where federal student loan forgiveness between December 20th, 2020 and January 1st, 2026 will be tax-free.
This act also increases the child tax credit to $3,000 per year for each child age 6 to 17 and $3,600 for children under age 6. To be eligible for the full payment, you must have a modified adjusted gross income of under $75,000 for singles, $112,500 for heads of households, and $150,000 for joint filers and surviving spouses. The credit begins to phase out at $400,000 for joint filers and $200,000 for single and head of household filers.
For the dependent care tax credit, the new expense limit is now $8,000 for one qualifying child and $16,000 for more than one qualifying child. The credit is based on 50% of the expense amount when your adjusted gross income is less than $125,000. There is a max credit of $4,000 for one qualifying child and $8,000 for more than one qualifying child. The credit is completely phased out for joint filers who have an adjusted gross income over $440,000.
In 2021, families can contribute $10,500 or $5,250 if married, filing separately, to a dependent care account to pay for qualified dependent care expenses. This is an increase from $5,000.
Businesses can apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. Businesses can also claim an employee retention credit, which is a payroll tax credit of up to $7,000 per employee per quarter or $28,000 per employee for the year. To qualify, government restrictions must have partially or fully suspended the business operations.
What we have discussed here today are the highlights of the act, which we think may impact you and your family. It will be important for you to speak with your accountant to see how the American Rescue Plan Act will impact you. Please let us know if you have any questions or concerns. You can reach us at planning@barryia.com or call us at 888-992-8601. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barry Broadcast. All of our regulatory documents are available on our website.